The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
My name is Nigel. That's Jason Hammer right over there with a special guest on the hotline.
Marcus Bailey is a meteorologist for our news partners at Wish TV 8. Marcus, I think we've been spoiled most of this week. It's been good temperatures, you know, around 80, 70. Yep. Evening time, windows have been open, but tonight, hearing some chatter, little scuttlebutt that we may get some action.
Yeah, so what I'm watching right now, guys, is there's a pretty good complex of storms not far away, kind of getting going in the corner of western Illinois, northeastern Missouri, and southeastern Iowa, so right along the Mississippi River. And it's starting to kind of gain some steam here. Now, it's not particularly fast right now. I think we've got several more hours before we have to worry about anything. But that line's going to be heading our way tonight. Most of our central Indiana area has some sort of a risk for severe weather. You know, we do it on a kind of a scale of 1 to 5. We're in the 2, basically, squarely in the 2 out of 5 range. The better severe weather parameters are going to be kind of closer to Evansville in our state. But I think it's going to be a damaging wind threat mainly when this arrives. And there could be a few hailstones. Tornado threat is low. It's not zero. I want to stress that. But I think there's going to be more kind of a linear event, meaning just a big long line of storms and not some of these isolated supercells. So it's probably going to be more of a wind threat. Probably arriving by around as early as 8 o'clock this evening. I'm leaning maybe an hour or two later. And then wrapping up by around 2 a.m. Here for this evening.
Hey, Marcus, talk about the month of April. Did we break records in terms of rainfall?
Well, obviously, it's not done yet. It's not. Yeah. We're not quite in record territory, but for the first 15 days, Nige, we did set at a point of the wettest start to the month.
It certainly was.
Now, thankfully, we haven't added too much into that. But, I mean, we were at 6 inches of rainfall, and a lot of that fell in about a 3-day span, which is why we had a lot of flooding issues, a lot of standing water. So it has been exceptionally wet for the first half. I've noticed, to your point, you know, still some areas that are kind of prone to flooding still have a little bit of water. I think this system, thankfully, now we're going to get some heavy downpours at times, so it may agitate some of those areas a little bit, but I don't think you're going to be creating any new flooding issues because thankfully we've had, to Hammer's point earlier, it's been so nice this last week. We've had some time to kind of ring things out a little bit.
Now, when this system comes through tonight, Marcus, again, you're saying it might be in the evening hours.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about anywhere from 8 p.m. till around, you know, midnight after midnight. Yep. This is bringing a cold front through, and I'm looking at the temperatures here. It looks like it might be 20 degrees cooler starting tomorrow, and it might be that way moving forward for a while.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I mean, look, this air has been extremely rare. It's been beautiful. It's been nice. But I know Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we hit 80-plus 3 days in a row, and we were very close to breaking records. So this is unusual. This warm is unusual this early in the game. Our average high should be in the mid-60s. So we're going to kind of get a snap back to reality a little bit. Tomorrow's highs, I think we're probably going to be closer to 60. It's going to be a little breezy, so it's probably going to feel a little cooler than that. But again, it's all relative. You're coming off 70s and 80s, so it's probably going to be a bit of a shock to the system. I think something else important, while it's going to be quiet this weekend, we'll have highs in the mid and upper 50s. It'll still be nice to be outside. It's just going to be kind of on the crisp side. But what I noticed last weekend, I was running some errands, and I was out at the hardware store, and there were a bunch of people getting plants. And I think Sunday morning, from Indy North, we might be chilly enough that we could have a little bit of frost.
So frost warning.
So if you're one of those people that did get those plants, like, I mean, we're not going to be in this long term. Our days are numbered for that kind of cold. But it's going to be one of those mornings before you go to bed Saturday night, you're going to want to cover up those plants because it could be cold enough that it might do a little damage to them.
All right, one more time here, Marcus. What are we looking at tonight?
Okay, tracking a line of storms that will arrive 8 o'clock, probably in western Indiana. Metro area is probably going to be closer to around 9 or 10 p.m. for the window of the beginning of the storms, 2 a.m. for the end of the storms. Damaging winds going to be the primary concern, and then there could be some hailstones. There is also a low-end tornado threat, maybe one or two that develop within that line. So just make sure, because it is late night, make sure you have a way to get those alerts.
Marcus Bailey, meteorologist for Wish TV. Marcus, thank you.
Thanks, Ellis.